For our second reading then, we turn to 2 Kings chapter 17. Second Kings 17, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. In the 12th year of King Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea, the son of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, but not as the kings of Israel that were before him. Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his servant and gave him presents. And the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and brought no present to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land, and went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Halah and Habor by the river Gozan and in cities of the Medes. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God, and they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And they set them up images and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols, whereof the Lord had said unto them, ye shall not do this thing. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, Turn ye from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks like to the neck of their fathers, that did not believe in the Lord their God. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanity and became vain, and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. And they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, and made them molten images, even 2 calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. Therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight, and there was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Also, Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight. For he rent Israel from the house of David and made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drave Israel from following the Lord and made them sin a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam which he did. They departed not from them until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants the prophets. So was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Cuthah and from Ava and from Hamath and from Sepharvaim and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof. And so it was at the beginning of their dwelling there that they feared not the Lord. Therefore the Lord sent lions among them, which slew some of them. Wherefore they spake to the king of Assyria, saying, The nations which thou hast removed and placed in the cities of Samaria know not the manner of the God of the land. Therefore he hath sent lions among them. And behold, they slay them, because they know not the manner of the God of the land. Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, Carry thither one of the priests whom ye brought from thence, and let them go and dwell there, and let him teach them the manner of the God of the land. Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel and taught them how they should fear the Lord. Howbeit, every nation made gods of their own and put them in the houses of their high places, which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities wherein they dwelt. And the men of Babylon made Sukkot-Benot, and the men of Kut made Nergal, and the men of Hamat made Ashima, and the Avites made Nibhaz and Tartak, and the Sepharvites burnt their children in the fire to Adramelech and Anamelech, gods of the Sepharvaim. So they feared the Lord and made unto themselves the lowest of them priests of the high places, which sacrificed for them in the houses of the high places. They feared the Lord and served their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. Unto this day they do after the former manners. They fear not the Lord, neither do they after their statutes, after their ordinances, or after the law and the commandment which the Lord commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom the Lord had made a covenant and charged them, saying, Ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him shall ye fear, and him shall ye worship, and to him shall ye do sacrifice. And the statutes and the ordinances and the law and the commandment which he wrote for you, ye shall observe to do forevermore, and ye shall not fear other gods. And the covenant that I made with you, ye shall not forget, neither shall ye fear other gods. But the Lord your God shall ye fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. Howbeit, they did not hearken, but they did after their former manner. So these nations feared the Lord and served their graven images, both their children and their children's children, as did their fathers. So do they unto this day. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. That's a kind of a long chapter, a little bit longer than you expect it to be as you're reading it out loud. But let's remember what happens here. This is the description of 722 BC, the fall of Samaria and the end of the northern kingdom. That's what's being described here. It is a time of great tragedy. The Assyrians surrounded the city, and they took it, and they carried all away, and they moved other people in their place. May I ask you why? Why did the Lord do that? Why did the Lord take away the northern kingdom? And it's just one word in the answer. It's the word idolatry. It's first table violation. That's what it is. It wasn't because, you know, there were trade agreements made. It wasn't because that there was a wicked king and he was overthrown by his people. It wasn't any of that. It wasn't any political machinations or any second table issue. It is primarily a first table issue that Israel goes, as we say, by the boards. Brought to nothing, carried away captive. Though the Lord was faithful, though he sent them prophets, though he sent them his word, though he gave them clear indication of how they should worship him and him alone, though he entered into covenant with them, they broke covenant with him time after time after time. And finally then, after the Lord knew that the situation was irremedial, he brought it to an end. He carried them all away captive. I tell you, it is my belief, the Lord doesn't say it here, but we know how the Lord behaves elsewhere in Scripture. It is my belief that anywhere along that long and wretched continuum, had they turned to the Lord, they would have found Him a ready receiver of those who repent. But they did not. Over and again, they confessed that they were His people, yet they served other gods. As we saw in Ahaz in the last chapter, I'll save the special altar so I can inquire of Jehovah by this altar. But the rest of the time, for me and for the people of my nation, will call upon the Lord in this Damascene altar instead. I found it interesting that the prophet who's writing here, I don't know who it is, but he says, he has a very interesting turn of phrase. He says in verse 32, "They feared the Lord and made unto themselves the lowest of them the priests of the high places. They feared the Lord and served their own gods." And then finally he says, "They did not fear the Lord." That is not fearing the Lord. In other words, they had a profession of serving Jehovah, but that profession was altogether hollowed out by their worship of false gods at the same time, by their syncretism and being tolerant and broad-minded of error and evil. Well, beloved, these are very instructive words, very instructive times, very instructive passages for us to read in our day. It will do us as a people no good to profess the Lord with our mouths and deny Him in our deeds. What is it that the Lord tells two or three of the seven churches in Revelation chapters 2 and 3? He tells them, if you don't repent of this idolatry, I will come and I will take my candlestick away. You may continue to call upon my name. You may continue to have Jesus on the doorpost outside the house, but my light will not be there any longer. Passages like this remind us then that when we come to worship the Lord, we worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's the kind of worship He seeks. We can tie this into our first reading in John chapter 4. This must not be a syncretistic religion. We must not allow in our midst the bringing in of pagan principles into our most holy religion, beloved. This is a religion separated unto the true triune God and must not be adulterated and colored with other forms that come in from elsewhere. You know where they got the golden calves? They got that from Egypt. Where are those other, what is the genesis of those other festivals and so-called holy days, but the mingling of the religion of the people with the religion of the Lord? Well, we must not be tied to such things. We must instead consecrate ourselves to worshiping the Lord as indeed He has commanded. A curious and interesting thing takes place then. The king of Assyria moves some people in from various places all over the world into the land of Samaria, the northern kingdom. And they go on worshiping false gods in that area. They don't know how to worship the true God according to His commandment. And so the Lord sends lions among them. Even foreigners entering into God's land must worship Him according to the command. And so He sends lions. And what does the king of Assyria do? They raise up a prophet that they had taken captive and they put him back in the land, and he teaches them how to worship the Lord. Listen to what it says. "Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel and taught them how they should fear the Lord." What a mercy that God extended even to Gentiles in that day. What a mercy to send them a priest that would teach them the way of the Lord. And yet, did they fear the Lord? No, and that's where those phrases come up that we read before. They feared the Lord and made to themselves priests. They fear the Lord and serve their own gods, and so on. Well, as we read in the second commandment, and as we hear proclaimed week by week, the Lord our God is a jealous God. He says it in Isaiah in a different way. He says, I am the Lord, there is none else, and I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images. Beloved, we must worship the Lord truly. We must worship the Lord in sincerity. We must worship the Lord according to the indictment or writing of the Spirit of God, the Northern Kingdom, and later on now from 722 to 586, somewhere about 136 years between, the Southern Kingdom will be taken away for what reason? The same reason, for the reason of idolatry and turning away from the biblical worship of the true God. All right, with that then, let's stay.